All right, welcome back to it. It's Halloween. Spooky and creepy. Did we get that taken care of, Alex, or not? All right. Do you have sound? Oh, excellent. Halloween, you know, the goblins and the gremlins. Is it gremlins or goblins? Gremlins in the system today. A little bit, not bad, but I want to share with you, because here's what's going to happen today. On the House floor, there's going to be a vote. There's going to be a vote on making it a formal impeachment process, but it's not going to go too smoothly because some of the Republicans are going to out the whistleblower now that a big report has appeared on Real Clear Politics as to who the whistleblower is, and we'll keep a close eye on that. Closer to home here in Michigan, there's a bill that will end the Secretary of State wait line. Can you imagine? House Bill 5171 would reduce wait times by allowing some businesses to do some basic Secretary of State services. I can live with that. Matt Maddock here, a Republican member of the Michigan House of Representatives, his district, the 44th. Matt, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Michigan. I'm excited to talk about this. It's actually not some businesses. It's actually financial institutions.
Well, do tell.
People we can trust. There's about 3,000 of them in the state of Michigan. There's only about 120 Secretary of State offices, so you do the math. We've had exceedingly long lines throughout the state, complaints from every single portion of the state, especially in the cities where lines are, you know, 2-3 hours sometimes. One of my fellow state representatives' wife waited in line 5 hours just a couple weeks ago. So
I bet she was impressed.
Yeah, no. Jocelyn, our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, campaigned on 30 minutes or less wait lines at Secretary of State offices, and we're going to help her get there.
All right, so
we're gonna help everyone.
Tell me what kind of service. I mean, obviously, what comes to mind is I've used the kiosks inside the Secretary of State to get new tabs for my vehicle, you know, to update on my birthday and so forth, which, by the way, I need to do now that you remind me. Thank you for reminding me, Matt.
Yep, same here.
But there you go. So those kiosks, those can be located all sorts of places. What kind of services are you talking about?
The bill consists of, there's three bills in this package. I call it the Eliminate the Wait Bill package. We're going to do propose three things. Number one, allow banks and credit unions to provide secretary services like renewing your tabs and renewing your plate, for example, or you're renewing your driver's license. Number two, allowing us to have the option of renewing our plates for up to 3 years, optional. And number three, eliminating those pesky tabs entirely. Think about how much money that can save the state, not having to mail those tabs, put them in an envelope, print them, et cetera.
I like that idea. So how would you get there? I mean, I know that when you look at a trailer, it's a permanent trailer license plate on those now, but how would you be able to update a license on a motor vehicle that you didn't need to use tabs? Do tell.
Well, the first thing, the tabs are designed for a time where we didn't have computers in police cars. Today, most police cars have plate readers. They get behind you, the plate is read by a computer, pops up on their screen within a matter of seconds, and they can tell whether or not your plate is expired or valid. We don't need tabs anymore.
That's right. LPRs are everywhere. They're on vehicles. They're in fixed position. LPRs are all over the state, and if they're in a fixed position, they alert the police if there's a stolen vehicle or an expired vehicle, all of these things. Correct. Go on.
Yeah. My daughter, for example, I've got like 7 vehicles in our family. My daughter's been driving one of our vehicles around with an expired tab on her plate. She's probably had, you know, 4 or 5 different police officers behind her the last 10 or 12 months, and she's never gotten pulled over. So,
but why is she driving around with an expired plate?
Well, I forgot to put the tab on.
Oh, I got you.
So keep track of these tabs.
It's not actually expired. It just doesn't have the tag.
No. It's a valid plate. We just forgot to, you know, life's crazy to forget to put the tabs on. You know?
Right.
People do that all the time.
So how do you not have the tabs then? What's your proposal?
The Secretary of State will, you know, it's going to be either valid plate or invalid plate. You don't need to have the tab. The computer will tell the police officers whether or not the plate's valid or not.
Right, and the LPR would do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but getting back to allow financial institutions to provide Secretary of State services, you know, we're doing this to try to help everyone out. It's a common sense idea, and we've got a lot of support both in the House and the Senate. So it's a good bill package. It'll help citizens. You know, life's too precious to have to wait in line, especially for government, you know, and time is money.
All right. Well, that's a good step forward. How many, there must be some incentive for the credit union and the bank to have some machine in there. There must be something in it for them. But does it save, I know it saves us time. Does it save us money?
The banks and credit unions will have the option to charge an additional fee on top of the regular Secretary of State fees. But I, to be honest with you, I think some of the credit unions and maybe some of the smart banks will probably do this and maybe even do it for no additional fee just to get people in their door. It's kind of akin to where grocers give away eggs or milk at a reduced cost or for free just to get more clients.
Well, I guess that makes sense. You get foot traffic and
other business. Get,
right, yeah, exactly. More people come to the business, more people get involved with the business, and so on and so on. And I think, again, those kiosks are super convenient at the Secretary of State. I guess it makes perfect sense. You could put those just about anywhere, honestly. Yeah. I mean, if you could put it at a supermarket or anywhere else. Anyhow, I think it's a good idea. Matt Maddock, Republican, Michigan House of Representatives. Your district is the 44th. Any indication from on high, that being the governor's office, that these would get support at her desk? You've got about 30 seconds for the last word.
I would, as common sense legislation, it'll be bipartisan. It's a smart solution to a common problem that we're all experiencing. So I see no reason why she wouldn't veto it. But she's done some very unpredictable things lately. So who knows?
All right. Fair enough. Well, good job, Matt. I commend you for doing it. I like it. I'm a believer. And we appreciate you doing that for us.
That's what we're here for. Common sense solutions. It's a practical
solution
to a common problem.
That's what some of you are there. That's what some of you are there for. Common sense solutions. Some of the others, I don't know their motives. But you, sir, you get a gold star for the day. Thank you, Matt, so much.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Happy Halloween and quick break. We'll be right back for some final thoughts.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. For 60 years, the Chamber has been your voice in Lansing, fighting for pro-business, pro-taxpayer, pro-jobs legislation. It's been our commitment to work with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Lansing to create an environment that allows businesses to grow and to create a strong and thriving economy. We are member-driven and policy-focused. The Michigan Chamber represents over 6,000 companies of all sizes and types in all 83 of Michigan's counties. Michigan Chamber members employ over 1 million Michigan residents. That's why we're focused on the mission of promoting conditions favorable to job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just...